Hi, I'm Katie, and this is my first podcast. It's part of my requirements for my class on podcasting and blogging at UT. Today, I'm going to be talking about a technology. The technology I'm going to do is the online budgeting site that I use, which is Mint. I chose that because I have been so happy with how it works for me, so I wanted to share that. Mint is a site that helps you keep track of your money. It shows you where it comes in and where it goes out. It's free, completely free, and you do get ads. Basically, they show you all of your financial information in one place so that you have a clear picture of the total picture. It's similar to Quicken, if you've ever used that, but it's free and it's online. When you sign up, you have to give them all of your information for your bank accounts, credit cards, loans, anything else that you have money going to. This might sound crazy to give all of your information like this to an anonymous company, especially if you've never heard of it before, but they do take a lot of trouble to reassure you that your information will be safe, and I personally have never had any problems. According to their website, they use the same level of encryption as any other bank, so if you do any other online banking, it's the same. And the information that you give them, such as your bank account number, you can't use Mint to get it out. So if anybody was able to break into your Mint account, they wouldn't be able to then know your bank account number and break into your bank account. All they would have would be the information about where you spent your money. So once you do decide to give them your information, then you can look at your income and outgo in all in one place, and that is where it's really useful. I use Mint to look at my credit card spending, which is most of my spending. I rarely use cash. They take all the purchases I make and categorize them according to the categories that the credit card company gives them, and you also can change those categories if they don't suit your needs. And then they show you what percentage of your spending is in each category. So if you see that on a month-to-month basis, every month you're spending $50 on gas, for example, then you know that that's how much you can spend in the future, and then you know that when you're making a budget, that's how much you should put in that budget. I can also use it to try to control my spending in different areas. So if I tell Mint that I want to have a budget of $100 a month for clothing, and I've spent my $100 a month, they'll email me and say, okay, you're over your budget, and then I know that for the rest of October, no more clothing shopping. It's really helpful just to feel like you're in control and you will have enough money for the important things, and then you don't have to worry about it as much. I really enjoy using Mint. I found it to be a really helpful tool. I can't really compare it with any other systems, but for somebody just starting to make a budget, it's really worked for me. Some people wouldn't really like that it's all online, but I like that I can access it from anywhere. And I do recommend Mint to anybody who wants to become more aware of where their money is going and get a handle on their spending.